In Britain, the Archbishop of Canterbury has defended his decision to speak on Sharia law, saying it is a right to air the concerns of faith communities. Dr. Rowan Williams told the General Synod of the Church of England, which opened today, that although he felt some remarks had been taken out of context, he took full responsibility for any confusion. Philippa Hitchens spoke to Jesuit Father Michael Barnes, a former professor at Rome's Gregorian University and current head of the Centre for Christianity and Interreligious Dialogue at London's Heathrop College.
I think there's a great deal of fear and ignorance of Islam. I think there is a very deep-seated concern that we are, and there's truth in this, nourishing a certain type of extremist Islam in our midst. I think for a lot of people it's really quite worrying. But of course the problem is everybody then thinks of Islam in terms of its worst extremist elements, and they are a tiny, tiny minority.
What about reactions from the Catholic Church there in Britain? How have they reacted to this furor?
The Archbishop of Westminster, Cardinal Cormac, has been very supportive. Certainly the remarks he made, I think, yesterday were, I thought, very helpful. One of the issues that was around for us quite recently was the whole question of our own adoption agencies and how we could operate within the law of the land. And actually, Rowan Williams in the lecture does draw attention to that. In some ways, I feel that if he'd used that as the example rather than starting with Sharia law and then gone on to talk in some depth about the relationship between the universal law of the land and the sense of commitment which religious people have, if he'd used that as the example, there wouldn't have been any problem at all. The fact that he brings in Islam, of course, just raises people's hackles.